校园的学生，一个大学如果说有几千个学生，甚至上万个学生，这已经是规模很大很大的大学了。
And I think that percentage should be very high because right now in the university, right now, the students live in the university is probably a couple of thousand or 10,000. If it come to 10,000, it's already a huge university there.
然后当然大家可能也留意到现在有各种各样战争和战争的风声。
Of course, people, you also can hear, besides the fire, besides the pandemic,And you also hear people talking about war.
很多物资已经开始紧张了。
And there's some people just certain material to become short supply.
我们也看到有些国家已经开始就是各种方式来大量的储备粮食啊，一些非常重要的物资。
And we see some countries actually use all their means to try to store food.And also those strategic material.
现在就是哪怕在美国市场上有很多的一些商品哈，就是平常人们经常购买的，你会发现现在基本上买不到，然后就是价格会涨很多很多倍。
因为 in the U.S. market, a lot of merchants that usually people purchase are short in supply, and sometimes the price actually shoots high.
那么这些商品呢，往往就是跟一些就是自我保护啊、自我防卫有关的一些这些东西。
So those merchants usually kind of is related to this self protection and self supply that related.
我说这些当然不是想去制造所谓的恐慌情绪啊，这样，因为这是事实。
And when I say this, I'm not trying to cause some panic or something. I just want to state some facts.
如果我们害怕去制造所谓的某种恐慌，我们不谈论事实的话，那其实这个危险也可能更大。
If we are afraid of like terrify people, but without talking about fact, this is also not good.
我记得我是2012年来到美国的。
I remember coming to United States at 2012.
基本上每年在差不多9月、10月啊，我都会听到有些地方就是有这种山火啊，空气质量很差，我都会感觉的。
Almost every year, like around this time, September, October, that you always hear that somewhere there is a forest fire.
但是。确实，就从我自己亲身的经历和感受，从2012年到现在2020年，好像这个频率越来越高，然后这个严重的程度越来越严重。
And but just by my own experience, I feel from 2012 to now, it seems the frequency is getting higher and higher, and the severity of the fire getting worse.
所以我作为一个基督徒，当我看到这些事实，就在我身边当中发生的事情。我自然会想到圣经当中主耶稣所说的末日的光景是什么样。
And as a Christian, when I see all the things happen around me as a fact, and of course I remember what Jesus talk about what going to happen in the end of time.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督会再来，会审判全地。
And Bible teaches Jesus will come again; he will judge the earth.
当这一天越来越临近的时候，这个世界会发生什么
？And when this day approaches, what is going to happen around the world?
那事实上就是我今天所看到的。
And a lot of the description actually is like what we're seeing today.
那么在这个末后的日子，耶稣很快就要来审判全地的日子，我们到底该做什么呢？
So during this end of time, and Jesus is going to come to judge the earth. And so, what should we do?
就像我昨天晚上看新闻，就是 BBC 说有超过50万人逃离 Oregon.
And just like I said, I saw the BBC news that 500,000 people flee from state of Oregon.
所以他们做出了他们的决定，他们做出了他们的选择。 他说这个可怕的灾难离我越来越近，所以我们逃吧。
So basically, this is the group. As the disaster approached them, they made their decision. They said, "Okay, disaster comes, so I got to flee from that disaster."
那作为基督徒，我们该怎么办呢？
So as a Christian, what should we do?
我们要逃。
And should we flee?
往哪去逃呢？
Where we flee? We run.
其实圣经告诉我们答案。在这幕后的时候，我们应该怎样做？
And the Bible actually teaches us, give the answer to the end of the time. What should we do?
那么在圣经的最后一卷书《启示录》，上帝让使徒约翰看见末日的光景。
And in the last book of the Bible, the Revelation, and God revealed to Apostle John and let him see the end of time.
看见主耶稣。审判全地的光景
and let me foresee the time then when Jesus come to judge the earth.
然后在这最终的审判临到之前呢，圣灵上帝的灵给教会写了七封信
and in that book before that John described the final judgment of Jesus Christ and before that Holy Spirit throughJohn actually wrote seven letters to the church. Wrote the letters to seven churches.
所以这个非常清楚的让我们看见，上帝在他要审判全地的时候，在最后那段日子，这个审判日要降临最后那段，上帝给他地上的儿女，给他在地上的教会交代最后的话，你们该怎样做。
So it is very clear before that the judgment comes, and God actually to His people on the earth, which is church, and tell them clearly what should you do.
所以今天，当我们确实看到今天这个世界就在我们身边所发生的事情，都已经印证了耶稣再来审判全地的日子到了。我们该怎么做呢？我们自然要去看上帝对教会所说的话，在末日的时候，教会应该怎样。
So today, when we see all the things that testify that the end of time is near, and as a church, what we should do, we should go back to see what God said to the church, and we see what God told us to do.
我们一起来读《启示录》的第三章第一节到第三节。
Let's read together Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 to 3.
启示录三章一节起。你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七心的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实是死的。你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因为我见你的行为，在我神面前没有一样是完全的，所以要回想你是怎样领受怎样听见的，又要遵守并要悔改，若不警醒，我必临到你那里如同贼一样，我几时临到你也绝不能知道。其实我们看圣灵写给教会的信，
So we look at the Holy Spirit wrote the letter that Holy Spirit wrote to the churches.
我们从中间选出这三节
，We pick up three verses among those letters.
其实在这给七个教会的信当中，其实都蕴含着这样同一个含义，就是让教会应该怎样去做。
And in this seven the letters to the seven church, there's a similar way to teach church what to do.
就是回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见。
And one of the things in very in common is just remember what you have received and heard.
也就是说，回到你起初所领受的福音。
In other words, it's a return to the gospel you received in the very beginning.
回到那一天，你决志信主。你信靠主耶稣基督，你认罪悔改，回到那个时候，你所领受、你所听到的福音。
For a person, it can be said, return to the day you confess your sin, you accept Jesus Christ, you accept the gospel. Remember what the gospel you received at that time.
上帝没有对他的儿女说，在末日的时候，你要逃到哪里去？
And God didn't tell his children, said at the end of time, you run to some place.
或者，哎呀，你要储备很多很多什么自卫的用品啊，或者是粮食啊，或者怎么样。
Also, God didn't teach his children, said, okay, near the end of time, you should store a lot of self-defense, self-supply material. Because all those has no meaning.
谁能够逃避上帝最终的审判呢?
Who can escape the final judgment of God?
你今天可以从 Oregon 逃到 Idaho, 那是上帝的审判降临, 你怎么可以逃得掉?
And today you can run from Oregon to Idaho, but when judgment of God come, how can you run?
你今天可以说，哎呀，我储备很多很多的一些物资，所以当这个火临到啊，或者是灾害临到啊，我可以依靠我这些物资，我可以生存。
Today you can say that I can store a lot of materials, so when disaster come, I can survive with those materials.
但是当上帝的审判临到，我们有什么可以让我们在上帝的审判当中逃避呢？或者是，如果是我们是犯罪的人，我们怎么能存活
？But if judgment of God comes, how can we escape from judgment of God? Or in other words, if I'm a sinner, how we survive from judgment of God?
所以今天我们做很多的所谓逃跑计划啊，或者说生存计划。
So today we talk about a lot of self-survive planning.
那么对于上帝审判领导，这些人的计划没有一样管用的。
And when judgment of God comes, all those people's plan is none of them works.
那我们该怎么做
？So what should we do?
神说，回到起初的福音。
And God says, remember and return to the gospel that you received in the very beginning.
你起初怎样领受
？And initially, how do you receive the gospel?
你起初，你怎样相信
？In the beginning, how do you believed?
回到那个起初的福音。
Return to the gospel.
那么，就是有一个姊妹这样说哈，就说。他在聚会当中，他信主很多很多年，然后他在聚会当中，他有一天他突然觉得，哎呀，现在我在教会当中所听到的啊，我现在所领受的，就跟我几十年前我那个时候就是这么信的呀。
And one sister mentioned that she come to become a Christian many many years, and she said, oh today.Now I hear from the church, and the things message I hear is the same as I have several many years ago. That's what I come to believe.
让他突然明白过来，哎，但是很奇怪呀、啊。但是原来这么多年，我已经忘记了，或者我已经就是不再关注这些到底什么是福音了。
And he said the.She said, actually, it's kind of feels strange to me because so many years I kind of no longer focus on what actually is the gospel.
然后，哎，现在我突然明白，哦，原来我以前信的时候，我就是信的这样的福音呢。
And then I come to realize, oh, that in the beginning when I come to believe, and I come to believe according to this gospel.
我花了几年时间，我在这个神学院里面。去学习神学。
And I spent a couple of years in the study theology.
然后我发现一个很奇怪的现象。
I find some strange phenomena.
很多一些神学书，很多教授反复的在引导我们讨论一个问题：到底什么是福音
？And many professors and many books try to let us to think about or discuss what is the gospel.
在我来看，这个很简单的问题啊！但是现在很多人就给出很多新奇的观点，就说呀，福音可以是这个样子，福音可以是那个样子。对于这样的一个人群，哎，这就是他们的福音；对于那样的一个人群，哎，这就是他们的福音。
And to me, it's a very simple question, but those professors and scholars made a very complicated, gave a lot of strange ideas. And the gospel could be for this group of people, this is their gospel. For that group of people, that's their gospel.
所谓解放的福音，或者是成功福音，或者是各种各样的名词，所谓的一些。
So you can see all kinds of names of different gospels, gospel of liberty and gospel of prosperity and so on and so forth.
但圣经告诉我们，到末日的时候，回到起初的福音。
The Bible teaches us in the end of when the time to the end nears, you return to the gospel you received in the beginning.
所以我们今天就再一次思想，可能是每一个基督徒。 都非常非常熟悉的圣经的经文，就是约翰福音3章16节到18节。
So today we come back and let's study a thinking about the passage. I believe every Christian very very familiar. That's what the book of John chapter 3 verse 16 to 18.
这是我们每一个认罪悔改重生得救的人所信的福音，这就是最。
And this is the gospel that every Christian that come to believe in, and this is the basic essence of the gospel, and this is the gospel we believe at the very beginning of our faith.
所以今天，在这样的一个可以说末日的光景，让我们回到福音的本质，丢弃那些各种各样的所谓的福音。
So today, when we see all those phenomena, disasters, we come back to the very basic, the gospel that revealed by Bible. Let's cast out all kinds man-made type of gospel and come to this gospel.
So, today's
message for a lot of Christian, maybe you hear or being repeated thousands of times.
但是我还是希望大家不要打瞌睡。
But I'm still hope that no one will fall asleep.
希望大家不要玩手机。
I hope you not play your cell phone.
因为主耶稣告诉我们，他来的日子必定像贼一样，没有人知道。Because
Jesus told us that the time he comes is like a thief, show up, no one will know.
来的日子近了。And
his time is near.
我们赶紧要回到起初的福音，哪怕我们已经听过千万遍了。So
we'll be hurry back to the gospel, even that gospel we may hear thousands of times.
所以我们今天要再一次的提到。
So again, we'll look at the gospel.
我们一起来读约翰福音3章16到17节。Let's
look at, read together John chapter 3, verse 16 to 17.
我们看到一起来读约翰福音3章16节起。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。 因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。所以我们会看见福音，第一句话，神爱世人。So
we can see the gospel, the first term, God so loved the world.
这个爱是上帝主动的爱。And
this is the active love from God.
上帝主动发出。And
God himself loved.
我们知道 上帝与人的关系破坏，不是上帝造成的，是人犯罪造成的。
I have to come to understand that the relation, the broken relationship between God and man, is not caused by God, but caused by man.
是人类的始祖亚当夏娃堕落犯罪，他们主动的破坏他们与神之间爱的关系。And
Adam and Eve sinned, so they broken the relationship between man and God, the love relationship.
那按道理来说，谁应该来恢复这个关系呢
？So, just naturally, what do you think? Who should be taking action to restore this relationship?
应该是破坏关系的那一位。
It should be the one who broken this relationship.
应该是犯错犯罪的那一位。
Is the one who will do the wrong with this relationship.
应该是人来到上帝面前认罪悔改，神呐，我犯罪，我得罪你。
It should be man come to God and confess our sin, repent and say to God, God, I sin against you.
但是人没有这样做。
But man actually didn't do that.
人偏行己路。
And man work on their own path.
人把自己当上帝。
And that man treat themselves as a God.
结果上帝怎样呢？上帝没有抛弃这样的人。
But God didn't give up man.
上帝主动来恢复神与人之间的关系。
God himself take the action to restore the relationship between God and man.
上帝的爱是主动发出的。
And his love is his own. He actively gave.
破坏神与人关系的是人，修复神与人关系的是神。
And who destroyed, broken the relationship between man and God is man. And the one who restored this relationship is God.
因为人堕落败坏，因为人的骄傲悖逆，因为人把自己当神，所以人离上帝越来越远。
Because God, people are so deprived, so rebellious, so proud, and so they treat themselves as a God.
人
man just walk far far away from God.
人也无法靠自己的行为来恢复与神的关系。
And there is no way man can by his own action to restore its relationship with God.
因为人哪怕一切的所谓的好行为，圣经告诉我们，不过是污秽的衣裳。
And the Bible describes if we put all our good action together, man's good action together in God's sight.It's a filthy clothing. Because the very foundation is already corrupted. It's a bad tree, cannot bear a good fruit. And you can, this flower is pretty beautiful, right?
假的。
This is a fake.
塑料的。
It's a plastic.
没有香气。
Doesn't have the flower.
所以，你看见今天很多不信神的人，你说：“哎呀，他的行为很好啊，哎，他是好人呐、啊，他是善人呐、啊。”
And today we look at all the people, we could say, "Oh, this do not not Christian," and they said they are good people and their actions are very good. They are very good people.
但你看不到他的地方，他是污秽的。它是败坏，它是被污染。
A lot of times, this is just in the appearance, and a lot of things that in secret, the person, all of us are actually corrupted and filthy.
那么在我们昨天上午弟兄早上会的时候，就是我们有弟兄又再一次提到，就是前段时间发生的那个基督教大学校长的那个丑闻。
Yesterday in the brothers' breakfast, and one person actually mentioned that the scandal that happened not long ago about Christian University, the president of a Christian University.
那么现在被曝光出来，事实上他跟他的太太很年轻的时候就是这样了，很多年就是这样了。
And so this is being exposed that him and his wife actually many years ago.Has been like this.
但我相信在这么长的时间当中，很多很多人看他们，哇，很好的人呐。
And I believe in many years, through this time period, a lot of people look at them in the appearance of they're great people.
他可能蒙蔽所有人的眼睛。
They can cheat on many people in front of them.
他可能把自己都欺骗了。
They can even fool themselves.
我是很好的基督徒啊。
They believe themselves a good Christian.
但他们在上帝的眼中呢？
But in God's sight.
他们的果子是怎样的？
their fruit.
外面可能很漂亮。
Their fruit could be appears very beautiful outward.
里面一打开，哎呀，太可怕了。
But open inside, this is terrifying.
大家有没有碰到过这样的苹果？哇，
and,
外面看很漂亮，红彤彤的。
Do you ever run into this type of apple?
你把它一掰开。
And outside is very good color, and when you cut it open,
两个虫子爬出来。
And there's a worm inside.
你要是姊妹，你会啊啊这样。
Sisters probably will be screamed.
我现在经常听到这样的声音。
And I heard this type of scream all the time.
你看我们家院子里种了葡萄啊，种了桃子啊，有时候我们家姊妹拿回来，然后我会听到啊这样的声音。
Because in our yard we plant a lot of fruit, and sometimes these things happen.
上帝知道那个外面漂亮的苹果里面怎样。
And God knows that the outward appeared beautiful apple, what's inside.
上帝还是爱这样的苹果。
But God still loves this type of apple.
上帝还是要恢复与罪人的关系。
God still wants to restore its relationship with sinner.
所以我们看到福音第一句话，神爱世人，上帝的爱是主动的。
So the first part of the gospel is God loved the world.And God actively loved the world.
而且上帝的爱是爱罪人的爱。
And God's love is God's love towards a sinner.
然后这句话就是约翰福音三章十六节，我们要特别注意，上帝对人的爱是过分的爱。
And in the chapter, John 3:16, we also have to come to, understanding that the God'sLove towards human being is a love beyond our understanding.
太过分，所以中文圣经这里有一句话，甚至将他的独生子赐给他。
And so, in this in Chinese translation, he said, "Translate this God so loved the world, so loved the world, and put a word even gave."His only begotten Son,
just
to express the
不应该是这样的
extreme of the love of God should not be like that.
我以前看到这样的新闻哈，就是有人用非常非常的多的钱，可能是就是上亿美元这样的一个概念，结果买了一个赝品，就是一幅假画。
And I read the news. Remember before, some people use a huge amount of money, and got a fake painting.
我们会觉得这样的人是不是太过分了？太有问题。
And when you hear this news, they think that person is really kind of too extreme.
不值啊！
It's not worthy of that money he spent.
他买的这些东西不值钱的，但他却花那么多。
And the things he purchased does not worthy the money that he spent. And he spent so many.
今天每天这个世界上死那么多人，那么多人疫情啊各种关系死掉了，谁会为他们洒一滴泪啊？
And today in this world, so many people died of any reasons, and a lot of them died of COVID-19, actually hardly any person will be shed a tear for them.
但是上帝为这世人献上了他的独生爱子，赐下了他的独生爱子，为世人被钉死，死在十字架上。
But God for the world, and he gave his only begotten son, was crucified on the cross and died for them.
这是我们无法想象极重极重的代价买来赎回，事实上非常廉价、非常卑微、非常没有价值的人，而且是罪人。
And this is completely out of our own comprehension, and God's priceless redemption to save those of us actually worthless sinner.
然后这个爱是牺牲的。
And this love is love of sacrifice.
上帝把他的独生爱子赐给世人，这意味着他的独生爱子要代替罪人死在十字架上，这是付出代价的爱。
and gave his only begotten son means that God had to sacrifice his son. And this love is a love with a price.
我以前觉得我们华人文化当中有一个问题，就是华人很少说我爱你我爱你这个样子。
And before I always think in Chinese culture we have an issue. We hardly will express saying I love you.
但是后来当我越来越长大，越来越成熟。
But when I grew up and get mature,
我后来突然理解了为什么在华人当中我们很少经常去表达我爱你我爱你呢？
So I come to understanding we are much less to express in the saying I love you.
因为我们知道这个爱要付出代价。
Because we know that if I love you, I have to pay the price.
爱不是那么一个轻飘飘的词。
And love is not a light word.
爱不是说随便说说。
And love is not something you just speak of it.
当你说出爱的时候，当你说出爱这个字的时候，你要知道 it cost you something.
If you say love, that means you have to understand 你要花一些代价在上，
而且极高的代价。
And more than that, actually a very high price.
在很多华人心目当中，他们对这个词是尊重，所以他们很少随便乱讲。
And in lots of Chinese culture people, they kind of reverend this word of love, so they don't say it lightly.
给你买一朵花啊，我爱你。
And I buy a bunch of flower and I say I love you.
其实我知道在我以前所住的这个中国大陆的城市，很多丈夫就是把他们的房产证上的名字只写他的妻子，他都不一定给他妻子讲一句我爱你。
And I know in the city I lived before, in China, I know a lot of husbands actually, they only put their wife's name in the certificate of their house, but they hardly say I love you to their wife.
而且他的这个房产证上就一个名字，就他妻子的名字。
And this property certificate of their house is only one name, one owner, actually, his wife.
他都不一定随随便便跟他妻子随便一天到晚跟他妻子讲我爱你，我爱你。
But in life, the husband probably very hardly say I love you to his wife.
但是他的妻子知不知道这个丈夫爱我呀？
But does this wife know this husband love her?
知道。
He knows. She knows.
因为看到丈夫他愿意付代价。
Because her husband willing to pay price. So that's why she wants to be with such a husband for the whole of her life.
神对人的爱是这样，他是主动的爱，他是过分的爱，他是付代价的爱。
And God's love towards the world is like this. It's his own actively.Show his love, and his love is go beyond extreme, and his love actually is love with a price, to pay the price, willing to pay the price.
斯布顿讲过一句话，你要知道神的爱，你不仅要知道上帝将自己的独生子赐给人。
And Spurgeon said, Charles Spurgeon said, if you want to know God's love, you not only want to know that God gave his only begotten son,
你还要知道上帝怎样把他的儿子赐给人。
You also need to know how God gave his only begotten son to you.
上帝让他的独生爱子耶稣基督来到世上，不是降生在皇宫，是降生在马槽。
And God let his only begotten son come to this world is not born in a palace, but in a manger.
上帝让他的独生爱子来到世上，不是来做国王，不是来做元帅，是让他来做卑微的仆人。
And God let his only begotten son come to this world, not to become a king or general, but become a very humble servant.
上帝不仅仅是对世人说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。上帝不仅仅这样做。
And God not only say to the world, this is the son I loved, and you need to hear him. Listen to him.
上帝让他的儿子被钉在十字架上，死在十字架上。
And God let his only begotten son was crucified on the cross and died on the cross.
这就是神怎样把他的儿子赐给世人。
And this is how God gave his only begotten son to the world.
我们不仅仅要知道上帝把他的独生爱子给了我们。
And we are not only to know that God gave us his only begotten son.
我们要知道上帝怎样把他的独生爱子。
Even more, we want to know how God gave his only begotten son to us.
所以主耶稣基督不像这个世界上一些所有的那些伟大，所谓伟大的人物。
So Jesus Christ is not like all those great person on the earth, in the history of earth.
有人说啊，这一个是我们的拯救者，他要拯救我们。
And someone said, "This is our Savior. He will deliver us."
他是常胜将军，我们跟从他，我们就打胜仗。
He's a general. If we follow him, we will have a victorious battles.
他最有智慧，他什么都知道。我们跟从他，我们就可以强盛伟大。
This person is the most wise person. If we follow him, we'll become a great power.
他是不是从神那里来的，来拯救我们的？
And he come from God, he come to save us.
但是真正从神那里来的耶稣呢？
But truly, the one actually from God, Jesus Christ.
上帝真正派了一位，也只派了一位来拯救世人，把这一位赐给世人。上帝是怎样把他赐给世人呢？
And the one and only one that God gave to world, how God gave it to.
没有让他在这个世界上当将军、当元帅、当国王。
He didn't let him become a general and become the king of the earth.
让他代替世人，担负世人的罪，被钉死在十字架上。
He let him become a substitute of the world and bear their sin and be crucified on the cross.
这个世界上再也没有任何一位被人所崇拜的、被人所跟从的人。像耶稣这样。
And in this world, there's no anyone that adored by people, followed by people, is like Jesus.
这就是神爱世人。
And that is God so loved the world.
所以耶稣的门徒，使徒约翰看见耶稣死在十字架上，他说：“我这时候我才明白什么是爱呀。”
So, Apostle John actually said.When we see that Jesus died on the cross, then I know what is love.
原来这个爱在人间是看不到的。
And that love is you cannot see among men.
这个爱是从神那里来，这才是真正的爱。
And this love is from God, and that's the true love.
在罗马书五章告诉我们，就是人的爱，就是最大的爱，就是为义人死。为好人去牺牲去死。
In the book of Romans, it talks about in the man, the greatest love would be just died for a good person, for a righteous person.
但是上帝对世人的爱是为罪人死。
But God's love towards the world is died for the sinners.
神的爱就在此向我们显明。
And it said, God demonstrates his own love towards us that was still sinner, and Christ died for us.
然后我们也特别注意神爱世人，神爱所有的人。
And the second point I want to point out is God so loved the world, the world, everyone in the world.
神爱地球这半边的人。
And it's not, God loved the second, this half of the people live this half of the earth.
神爱地球那半边的人。
God also loved the people live in the second, other half of the earth.
神爱富有的聪明的人。
God loved the richest and the smart one.
神也爱贫穷，可能智商很低的人。
And God also loved those poor or may not be that smart person.
神爱男人、女人、老人、小孩。
Woman, man, and older person and younger person.
神爱这个颜色、那个颜色、这个颜色的人。
God loved people of this skin color, that skin color.
上帝造人就是这样。
And that's what God created man.
如果这个世界上的花只有一种颜色，大家想想这是怎样的世界？
If on this earth the flower only have one color, what kind of world you can imagine?
上帝是艺术家。
God is a great artist.
上帝爱世人。
God so loved the world.
然后他这个爱是大能的爱，有能力的爱，不是空空的爱。
And also his love is a love with power, and this love is.With a power.
我刚才举那个例子哈，就是，有些丈夫给他妻子买房子，好，就一套房子，他有这个能力，我证明我对你的爱，我有这个能力。
And
我买房子给你。
I was just show the example of my hometown that some husband show his demonstrate love, to his wife to buy the house for her, basically show the husband actually has the power.Or ability to do that for his wife.
当然我不劝大家去追求这种爱啊，一定要什么加以什么物质上的证明啊什么。
Of course, I'm not here to promote to show our wife with this type of love only by the material thing.
但是上帝的爱不像很多人的爱，就是空空说一句，那没有什么果效。
But God's love is not like people's love, just saying something without a substance.And without effect.
很多就是空空轻飘飘的爱，啊，我爱你，说了什么都没有，什么都没有发生。
Lot of times when we say, I love you, and we say it, but actually there's nothing happened and no effect in our life.
什么问题都没有解决，就是一句啊，我爱你。
It didn't solve anything. Just I love.
上帝的爱不是这样。
But God's love is not like this.
上帝说我爱世人，那他就要拯救那一切信耶稣的人。
And God said, I love this world, and then he will save those who trust in Jesus Christ.
他的爱是带能力，是不落空的。
And his love has a power and has the effect.
当上帝说他爱的时候，他一定会带来爱的结果，爱的果效。
When God,
不是空空随便讲一句。
When God said, he loved the world, and when he say that, he will make sure the love will bring its effect. It's not something that say, like us says, and without any effect.
啊，我想再补充一点，我们今天在坐在这里的有年轻人啊。
And I just want to be, we have a lot of young men here today sitting with us.
我要再解释。我不是说你买不起房子你就不要结婚，我绝对没有讲这样的话，大家不要误解哈。
I'm not trying to say that if you can buy a house, you don't need to get married.
不是这样的，我希望就是神所彰显出来的爱是牺牲的爱，是奉献的爱，是纯粹的爱，这是我们基督徒应该去渴慕，甚至应该去活出这样的爱。
And what I try to emphasize is that the love of God is a love of sacrifice, love of a pay price, and a love of a pure. And this is the love that Christians should be longed for and pursue.
我们今天不要把爱这个字弄得太廉价了。
And we don't want to make the word of love too cheap.
我们年轻人有一天你们一定会恋爱，一定会结婚，这是神非常喜悦的事情，因为婚姻就是神设立的嘛。
And a young man asked, one day you will get in love with somebody and get married, and that's a beautiful thing in God's sight of God, and because the marriage is established by God.
我只希望我们所有人，不仅是年轻人啊，包括我们的年老的人，都尊重爱，让我们真知道爱意味着什么。当我们说出爱这个字的时候，到底意味着什么？
And I all I want is that a young person, not only young person, us, an elder one, and we can be, when we truly know what the love is, we can honor that word of love.
然后我们再看这个，我们刚才所读的约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And then let's go back to look at 3:16. And God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
我们从这一节经文当中来看人的光景。
And so from this passage, let's switch our attention to man.
首先我们会看到人最真实的光景是什么呢？就是若不是神的拯救，人是一定灭亡。
And so the very ultimate true fact of a human being is that without the salvation of God, man is deemed to be perished.
神将他的独生子赐给世人，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。也就是说，灭亡是所有人的归宿。
And so in this passage, it's very clear that without the salvation of God, then the perish is everyone's destiny.
所有人的归宿
All of us perish. That's destiny for all of us.
所有人的归宿原本就是死。
And all our destination is death.
无论你今天多么年轻，多么漂亮，多么健康，有一天你会死。
No matter today how young, how energized, how beautiful, how handsome are you, but one day you will come to the death.
无论你今天收获多少掌声，收获多少的荣誉，收获多少的金钱，收获多少的成功，有一天你会死。
No matter how successful, how wealthy, and how famous, and how many cheer you receive from your peers, one day you will die.
或者说，无论你今天在这个世界上，你已经经历了多少的痛苦，你已经经历了多少的绝望，多少的伤心，但是告诉你一个事实，你还是会死。
Or on contrary, no matter how miserable life you have lived, how the desperation you have, how many trial you have to go through, how painful life you have lived, but one thing, one day you will still die.
原本所有人都会灭亡。
That's the very truth for everybody.
只有一种人，信耶稣的人，不至灭亡，反得永生。
But only one kind of people that can avoid the perish but have the eternal life, that is believing Him.
这就是福音。
And this is the gospel.
这就是我们基督徒所信的福音。
And this is the gospel we Christian believe.
这就是圣经所启示。
And this is the gospel that revealed by the Bible.
我当时很多年前，我给我父母传福音，我就是这样跟他们说。
And many years ago, I preached the gospel to my parents, and that's what I said to them.
爸爸妈妈，你们是非常好的爸爸妈妈。
And I say to them, Mom and Dad, you guys are very good parents.
你非常爱。
And you love me very much.
但是我要告诉。
But I want to tell you,
你不信耶稣,
if you don't believe in Jesus,
你会灭亡,
you will be perished.
你信其他的东西, 你信其他的理论, 你信其他的主义, 你会灭亡。
If you believe other theories, you believe other things, other dogmas, and you will perish.
我说爸爸妈妈我爱你。
And I said, Mom, Dad, I love you guys.
我希望永远永远我们在上帝那里在一起。
I want eternally that we will be there together in God's place.
所以我今天要告诉你。
So I want to tell you today.
只有一种人逃避灭亡的命运。
Only one group of people can escape the fate of a perish.
信耶稣。
That's believing Jesus.
这就是福音。
And this is the gospel.
罗马书告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And Romans teaches us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罪既长成，就生出死。
And sin leads to death.
希伯来书按着定律，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Book of Hebrews is appointed to man to die once, but after that judgment.
我现在问大家一个问题。我们是愿意相信神说的话，圣经说的话，还是愿意相信这个世界上各种各样的说法？
So today I'm asking you a question. Are we willing to believe what God said, or believe all the theories that are in the world?
有些人说， 哎呀，那些西藏的藏民，那些喇嘛很虔诚的。
And some people said, oh, if you look at those Tibetans, and they are very godly.
啊，这个世界上很多很多的人很好的。
And in this world, there's lots of other people. They are very decent person.
他们就是不信耶稣而已啊。
They just don't believe in Jesus.
他们不会灭亡。
And they will not be perished.
今天你看很多人的这个葬礼啊，你无论去到任何的葬礼，不管他是基督徒或者是无神论者，任何人的葬礼总是 celebration of life.
And today, if you go to those funerals, whether it's Christian or non-Christian, there's a theme is always just celebrate life.
Rest in peace.
And be rest in peace.
真的是这样吗？
And is that true?
我相信神说的，我相信我的造物主说的，我相信他造我的那一位说的。
I choose to believe what God said. I choose to believe what my Creator said.
我不相信那些跟我一样的人说的，因为他有一天跟我一样，他也会死。他说了，他也不负责，他也 不为我负责呀。
I don't want to believe those the same as me because he's not responsible for me, and one day he like me will die.
所以我们从约翰福音三章十六节，我们会看到人的本相是什么，都会死的，只有一种人不会死。
So John 3:16, we see a very essence of a human situation, that is, will be perished, and only one kind of people will escape from it.
这一种人就信耶稣。
And this is the one who believe in him.
这一种人又包括哪些人呢？
And this group of people include what kind of people?
一切信他的
and all who believe in him,
又包括可以说所有人
include everyone, you can say that,
可以包括这个世界上所有的人
God's gospel can include everyone on earth,
所有人都有机会信耶稣
everyone has the opportunity to believe in Jesus Christ,
无论你出生在什么文化里面，无论你是什么样的人，无论你多么的稀奇古怪，你都可以信耶稣。
No matter how strange you are, no matter what kind of culture you grew up with, what kind of people you are, you all have the opportunity to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以这跟神爱世人没有丝毫的矛盾。
So this is very consistent with God love the world.
所有的人都可以信耶稣，而且都必须信耶稣。
All the people can.Come to believe in Jesus Christ, and they have to believe in Jesus Christ in order to be saved.
就可以逃避死亡，得到永生。
And they must believe in Christ, then they can escape the perish and have the everlasting life.
或者我们换一个角度来看，神的爱，神爱世人，告诉我们，神的爱是没有范围的，或者说没有条件的。神爱世人，所有的人。
Or if we look at another angle, God so loved the world. God's love is boundless, no limit, and everyone.
但是逃避灭亡得到永生是有条件的。
But escape the perish, have the everlasting life has the condition.
而且只有一个条件。
And only one condition.
啊，就像那伊甸园中各样树上的果子，只有一个树上的果子是生命树上的果子。
And just like in the garden, that all the fruit, only one tree that is a fruit of life.
这一个条件是什么呢？信耶稣。
And so in John 3:16, this only condition to escape, perish, and have everything everlasting life is believe in Jesus.
神的爱临到所有的人。
And God's love covers everybody.
神的爱，神的拯救临到一种人。
And God's salvation only for one person, one kind of person.
信耶稣的。
And those who believe in Jesus.
谁可以成为信耶稣的人？
Who can become a person who believe in Jesus?
所有人都可以。
Everyone can.
啊，几十年前，我完全无法想象我能够成为一名基督徒。
Many years ago, I cannot imagine I can become a Christian.
我小时候有一段时间，我是住在农村。
And when I was young, I was living in the countryside.
啊，那个时候我很小，大概只有八九岁的样子。
I think I remember I was very young, about 8-9 years old.
然后我那个时候很小，我很调皮嘛，我经常一个人就跑到山上，一个人在上面山上走啊转。
Of course, I was a young boy. I kind of pretty naughty, and I was kind of usually I go to the mountain myself.
然后呢，我看到这边都是很多当地农民他们的那个墓地啊、坟地，然后上面有插的有香啊，有各种各样的贡品、果啊什么东西的。
And in that mountain, there's a local village person actually have their tombs, and they put all kinds of things like in front of the tombs.
啊，然后呢，我那个时候，因为我的父母在一个大学里工作，那个大学是建在乡村的地方。
Because my parents was working in university, and the university was located in the countryside.
所以我站在这个山顶，我看看这边，哎呀，很多的坟啊，很多供的苹果啊，香。然后我一看山的这边，啊，是我父母所工作的大学。
So I look, I live in, stand at the top of the mountain. I look at this side, it's all the tombs there and all the things they put down in front of the tombs. I look at the other side of the mountain, and it's the university there where my parents worked.
然后我那个时候就告诉自己，这些人多愚昧呀、啊。这些给死人献贡品啊，或者坟地啊，这死了就死了，哪就没有了，唯物主义嘛。
And I was just thinking to myself, those people are so full, and they put all those things like fruit of to those tomb, and I think they are so full because the people are dead and they cannot hear, they cannot see it. What's the point?
一切都是物质的，哪有什么灵魂呢、啊？哪有什么永生？这都是一切都是物质的。
And everything is material. There's no spirit, no eternal life.
然后我一看这边的大学，你看现在这是文明，这是科技，这是真理。
And then I look at the university. I think, look, this is a civilization. This is a technology. This is the truth we sense.
多么可悲啊！这些人还在相信那些灵魂，相信那些死后的生命，多么可悲啊！多么愚昧啊！这些人。
And how pity those countryside people still believe in the spirit, and they are so fooled.
八九岁的孩子啊，我那个时候我就这样想。
And remember, I was 8 and 9 years old. That's come to my mind. I think that way.
我当时我心里我记得非常的清楚，当时我心里立下一个志向，我一生永远不可能成为这种愚昧的人，加引号哈，不可能成为这种愚昧，相信什么灵魂，相信什么死后的生命这些，我永远不可能。
And I at that time I kind of determined, resolved, or if you want to put that way, and I said that my life will never become those kind of people so full believe that there is a spirit, believes after death life.And I would never become this kind of people.
哪里想到，我现在成为一名基督徒。
But today I become a Christian.
我相信有天堂有地狱。
I believe there's a heaven, there's a hell.
我相信我们离开这个世界的时候，我们有永恒的生命。
I believe when I leave this world, I have eternal life.
我相信我们永恒的结局只有两个，要么天堂，要么地狱。
And I believe our eternal conclusion would be only two things, either heaven or hell.
我相信只有一个救主，就是主耶稣。
I believe there's only one Savior, that is the Jesus Christ.
这就是今天的我。
And this is who I am today.
所以，当然了，这也是今天许许多多的基督徒。但是我相信很多人就像我一样，完全想不到我们生命有这样的改变，完全想不到。
This is also what.A lot of Christians today, but I believe there's a lot of people they never imagined that they will become a Christian like me.
这就是神做的最大的神迹。
And this is actually the greatest miracle that God performed on people.
上帝在每一个得救的人身上彰显施行最大最大最伟大的神迹。
In every person being saved, God actually did the greatest miracle.To that person.
所以圣经告诉我们，这个世上有一个罪人悔改，天上的天使都要欢呼啊。
That's what the Bible told us. If on earth there's one sinner repent, and all the angels on the earth under heaven will be singing and cheering.
当耶稣行各样的神迹的时候，五饼二鱼，平静风浪，我们有没有看到天上的天使欢呼啊？
So when Jesus performed all of those marvelous miracles, like turn the bread and fish to feed the multitude and calm down the storm, we didn't see any kind of cheering and singing of angels in the heaven.
但圣经说，哪怕这个世上有一个罪人悔改，天使
But the Bible said a sinner repented and come to God, and all the angels of heaven would be singing and cheering because that's the greatest work that God ever done.
主耶稣说，一个人的生命或者说一个人的灵魂超过整个物质世界的价值。
And Jesus said, one person's life or one person's soul, in other words, will be valued more than the whole material world.
最后我们要一点时间，我们要特别看到一个地方，就是信他的人到底什么是信。
And finally, there's a little time we'll talk about that who believe in him. What is the means of believing him?
这个圣经希腊原文呢，这个词呢，有信靠、交托、委身的意思，就是我们中文翻译成信，英文翻译成 believe in。
And so in the Greek language, that original word believe, in the meaning actually has the belief and the commit and the submissive to that. And so we translate in English is believe in.
就是或者用一句通俗的话说，就是信什么信，你信进去了，你真的信进去了。
Or if we put something that more straightforward, is that you believe into it.
我以前当我刚刚成为基督徒的时候，我就听到我的爸爸妈妈或者我身边的朋友都给我讲的话，你这个人，你疯了，你真的信进去了。
And so when I become a Christian, I remember my parents and the people around me basically say about me, said, you're kind of crazy, you really believe into it.
当我去给别人传福音，当我去，就是有很多东西我放弃了，然后去追求一些东西，当然是按着神的心意去追求一些东西，我身边那些朋友，你真的是信进去了呢，你不是在开玩笑呢。
And when I try to preach the gospel to other people, when I give up something and for the God's sake and pursue something, and then my friends will say, "You are not joking. You really believe into it."
我也知道好多好多的朋友，好多好多的基督徒弟兄姊妹，他们常常听到这样的话，要么来自于他们的亲人，要么来自于他们的身边的朋友，看到他们一些所谓奇怪的行为，这些人说你们真的是信进去了。
And I believe a lot of Christians, and they also hear this type of saying from their relatives or from their friends around them, and when they observe their so-called quote unquote strange action, they would say them, you areReally believe into it.
当你真正开始做一个耶稣，过一个耶稣所教导的那种生活，你真正开始奉献，你真正开始敬拜，你真正开始按耶稣所教导的那些，你爱一些东西，你不爱一些东西，你真正开始这样去过你的人生的时候，你就真的是信进去了。
When you truly live according to what Jesus teaches you.Truly go live the life of worship, truly live a life of tithe, and truly live a life of things according to what Jesus teaches you, and then you truly believe into it.
我以前就是经历过看到很多很多这样的见证。
I see a lot of testimony before, like this.
有些人就是真的是信进去。
And they truly believe into it.
真的按照耶稣的教训。
And they truly live according to the teaching of Jesus Christ.
这是真正的信。
And that's what the true meaning of belief.
这样的人不被定罪。
And those people are not be condemned.
不信的人就是不是这样去信的人。
And it's do not believe, which means do not believe into it.
这些人罪已经定了。
And it's already condemned.
因为他们不信神独生子的名。
Because they do not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
今天这个世界上几十亿人都说我信耶稣，我是基督徒。
Today, in this world, but several billion people said, I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus.
但是真正信进去的很少。
But how many actually truly believe into a few?
我希望我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们是成为了真正信进去的。
I hope that our brothers and sisters, we become those who truly believe into it.
就这样，我们才不会定罪。我们有永生。
Only like this, we'll not be condemned, but have eternal everlasting life.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，赞美。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子，赐给我们。
Thank you, you gave us your only begotten Son.
让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
For all of us believing in him should not be perished, but have everlasting life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
To pray in the name of Christ.